Tuesday, Parshas Tetzaveh, Shir Nun Aleph, Samach Aleph.
Shir Samach Aleph. We're in the Gemara Daf Zayin Amud Beis in the bottom of Uhud Aktish Bishiroi. I remember seeing a shayla. I'm going to try to see if I could find it, of a person that was Makadosh and Isha with a ring, and then the ring started peeling. And they realized that it wasn't really gold. So Kash is... What? I don't remember that part. I don't remember. But what's the din of that type of kedusha? I've had situations when sometimes if you get a ring custom made, so it doesn't have markings on it. Usually when I'm at a wedding, I check the ring to see if it has markings. It'll say 24 carat, 18 carat, and then you know what it is. But sometimes you get a ring, and if they make it custom made, it has no markings on it. So for all you know, the guy told you it's gold, and it's not really gold. So and how do you know exactly what it is? So what happens if there was a assumption that a ring was X and it ended up being Y?
Do people bring metal testers to the wedding?
I've never seen a person bring a metal tester to a wedding. But it's an interesting chumrah. We could try to think of that, but... I'll call upon him. I'll see if I can find that shiloh, but it's the chayra, the source of that shiloh is going to be somewhere in our sugya. Ahu gavra, the Gemara speaks about a case that someone was aktish mishiroi. Ahu gavra the aktish mishiroi. You maktish an issue with fine silk. Rabbi Amar leitzrichi shuma. Rabbi Yosef Amar tzrichi shuma. So the Gemara, what's the shiloh? That's the machloekas. Tzrichi shuma, tzrichi shuma. Ida Amar leve kolduhu kule Amar leplegi de tzrichi shuma. If he said the kolduhu, everyone agrees you don't need a shuma. Ida Amar lechamshin velo yishavu chamshin halu yishavu chamshin. If he said that it was what shavu chamshin, it wasn't shavu chamshin. Okay, stamazoy, he lied to her for sure. They're not mekudeshes. Says the Gemara, what's the case? Ki plegi. So what are they arguing about? The Amar Chamshin, the Shavu Chamshin. Rabba Amar Loi Tzrichi Shuma. The Ha Shavu Chamshin. Vezev Amar Tzrichi Shuma. Kivan De Itzolo Bekiya Beshuma Loi Samcha Daito. And that's the Machlokes. We asked the Shaila. Shaila was, if it's talking about that he said Chamsha, how do we know if it's Shavu Chamsha or not Shavu Chamsha? How are we going to know if it's Shavu Chamsha or not? Shuma. So what are we saying? It's a Shaila if it's Tzrichi Shuma or not Tzrichi Shuma. The case is where he said it's worth 50 and we know it's worth 50. How are we going to know it's worth 50?
The shuma. Afterwards.
Obviously, there's going to be a shuma. So what I mean is, machlok is if you need a shuma or not. How else are we going to figure out whether it the case is where he has 50 or not? So we said Rashi addresses this, and Rashi says the machlokes is whether or not it needs shuma before the kedushin. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says lo tzricha shuma, she shuma is shamayim. It should be evaluated by what do we call them, appraisers? Koydem shetekablem. The machlokes is whether you need shuma beforehand. Does everyone agree you need a shuma afterwards?
Yes.
Why? Because if you said it's worth 50 and it's only end up being worth 40, everyone is going to agree. What's the din? And mekudeshes. So everyone agrees that you need a shuma. The shaila is, do you need a shuma before the kedushin in order for the kedushin to work or not? That's the machlokes. So that's the way Rashi learns. So the Gemara is not so mashma like Rashi for two reasons. First of all, is it a machlokes whether tzrichi shuma or not? Really? Really? Everyone agrees you need shuma. What's the whole machlokes?
Before.
You need shuma before. First of all. Second of all, why didn't the Gemara just say the machlokes is, Haiman de Makadosh Bishiroi? One man is Mekudeshes, one man is not Mekudeshes. Why are we making the machlokes tzrichi shuma or not tzrichi shuma? The shaila is she soymech das mekudesh? Is she not soymech das? How would you avoid that if you would have been done a shuma before? We're not talking about what you did a shuma. So say the machlokes is he married her, are the mekudesh or not? The way the Gemara says according to Rashi is like a little bit bizarre. He marries her. Would you have needed a shuma beforehand or not? It's not smooth. Is that clear?
No, that's all. It's also whether the mekudeshes from according to this is not mekudeshes because you needed one before.
So just say mekudeshes, not mekudeshes. A man is mekadesh mishiroi. I think that's not. What are they talking about? If he did shuma afterwards, did shuma before? Mekadesh not mekadesh. It should be simple machlokes. Mekadesh not mekadesh. He doesn't need you need a shuma afterwards. You only need a shuma before. Once you have a shuma before, then you already have the shuma. But according to the other man, you only need a shuma afterwards. According to Rabba, you don't need a shuma before. You need a shuma afterwards. According to Rabbi Yosef, if you need a shuma before, just say machlokes is a man is mekadesh and he shall be mekadesh or not. Would you need a shuma? Do you need a shuma when when you're Mekadosh with Shiroi. It's just an interesting way of saying the Machloikas. Okay, it's not Shever, it's just interesting. This is Akoponim, the way that Rashi learns.
That's for sure, we need a Shuma afterwards. That means, let's say they both trust each other. He says it's worth 50, she trusts it's worth 50.
No, yeah, but if it's not worth 50, then I'm a Kodeshus.
So that means we have a Chiyuv to worry that I'm saying that he gave what he's supposed to.
Yeah.
Why not?
Because
needs to be
what
he said.
Yeah, because it's
so we made a difference.
Yeah, that's why did we say that I'm marrying you with this? Why didn't you marry me with a pruta? You married with this because you're like, lady, look how much I respect you. Look how much I appreciate you. And then it ends up that he gave her, you know, something worth a quarter. She's like, We'll see that in a second.
What happened Shuma before and then there's a Shuma afterwards and it checks out to be?
That's a machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. That's good for the machlekes. If you need a Shuma before or not. Lo yisam chadaita. So it's very nice to have a Shuma afterwards and it checked out. But Lamaisa, she did not have das b'shas the kedusha, not mekudeshes.
Okay, but according to Rabbi, it's mekudesh l'afreya?
It's just a giloy. It's just a giloy that it worked. She was so with that. But shas ma'isev, it worked.
What if he says it's worth 50 and then it's worth 60?
Yeah, then for sure they're mekudashes. L'chayra, the shayla is maybe he's not so mechdas. What about in that case? Maybe it's a mekachtosh mitzad him. He wants it back. He's going to want it back, maybe.
Yeah,
right? Maybe
they'll still be mekudashes. She just has to give her 10 back.
No, maybe they never make. Maybe they, it might depend on how kesef works exactly. We had this story once in my family. One time, my mother bought a menorah from someone who sells menorahs, and then the guy realized that it was worth much more than he thought, and he wanted the menorah back. He didn't, you know. Usually, people sell you things, and you find out it's not worth. Yeah, he realized it was worth much more, and he really wanted it back, or he wanted more money, whatever it is. It's shima chuyev. Sold it to me. You didn't know. So it's what the shayla is that is it a if it's a mekach tois. So then that might depend on what mekach tois is, but it's a whole lumdis over here. Upon him, but then it was never Mekach. So over here, if this would be a Mekach Tois, if it's called Mekach, I don't even know if Kedushin's called Mekach. We'll see that a little bit. This is Mais and Nesina, so it's not even Mekach. So because the Kesef is not the Kicha. It's the what?
What happened?
I don't remember. It's a long time ago. Upon him. Right. If you are? Oh, if it's fluctuating, we're assuming this thing is not fluctuating in value. You're right. If it fluctuates, you might need a new Shuma before or afterwards, because what happens if it changes the value? You're right. But let's assume that if something changed, then we'd have also a Shaila of what? Mitzad him, mitzad her. This is all Rashi. The Rambam seems to learn out like this. The Achorinim are Medayik in the Rambam. The Rambam holds it's enough to do a Shuma afterwards, even according to the Manda Omer that says you need Shuma, Rabbi Yosef that says Tzrichi Shuma. So even according to Rabbi Yosef, the Shuma works afterwards. And the Rambam is not mefurish, but in the Tosri HaZakin it is mefurish. Take a look in the Tosri HaZakin. The Tosri HaZakin says, Lo yisom chadaita, it's on the bottom of the Omer. Sheyu shavin kemoisha amarla. He doesn't trust her that it's worth as much as he says. Ve'enu mekudeshes adayin. Adayin is a big word. Ve'enu mekudeshes, what does adayin mean? Yet. Ad shetosum oisan. Until you do the Shuma. When do you do the Shuma? After. I mean, listen, and then he really says it clear. Aval samu v'loy chazur ba vada mekudeshes. But if they do the Shuma and she's not chazur, afterwards they're vada mekudeshes. V'havale kemanda amar hiskachi li bezeh le'acher shetosumi oisan. Be married to me after we do the Shuma. When does the Shuma happen? When does the Shuma happen? After the Mekudeshes, Hiskad Shiliba Zeh, Acher Shetasumi Osan, after you do the Shuma. So hold on a second. So everyone holds that even according to Rabbi Yosef, says you need a Shuma, and then the Shuma has to happen afterwards. So let's bring it out with the Elmas trying to figure out, and we'll get back to your questions, think about that. So what's the Machlokes Rabbi Yosef and Rabbah? Doesn't Rabbah also hold you need Shuma? Hold on. Be smarty pants. Hold on. Doesn't Rabbi also hold you need Shuma? Rabbi also holds you need Shuma. We said everyone holds, you can't not do a Shuma. The guy's saying it's worth 50. We got to figure out it's worth 50. So everyone holds you need Shuma. So what's the machlokes in your Rabbi? It's a Zok, to Maisha, and... Somebody fancy guy.
It's whether you're married by the Maisa Kedushin or by the Shuma.
Who holds that you're married by the Maisa Kedushin? Rabbi holds lo tzrichi shuma means you don't need the shuma in order for kedushin to be chal. I need to do it in order to be megale, in order to that I should know that there was a kedushin. But the shuma is not a part of the kedushin. When are you married? When you give it. Mashenkin according to Rabbi Yosi that holds tzrichi shuma, it's adayin. Ein mukadesh is adayin. You're not married yet. When does the marriage work? From the shuma mikan ulahaba. So, according to the Rambam, it's a little bit more meduyik in the Gemara. First of all, does anyone hold that you're not mekudeshes? You said 50 and it's 50. Does anyone hold you're not mekudeshes? Can you say Macholkas is mekudeshes, not mekudeshes? You can't say that, because it's when the kedusha was chal. So that's why he says, Trichi Shuma, I need the Shuma in order for the kedusha to be chal. Lo Trichi Shuma, I don't need the Shuma for the kedusha to be chal. That's what it is. And everyone holds that you need Shuma. You're not an Eishes Ish until you evaluate. Yes. It's as if he said, Hareat Mekudeshes Li, what's the Lashon? La'acher Shetasumi Oysan. After you do the Shuma.
It's an Afghan Mina and Meshitas because Lacharet seems that the Shuma is blocking the Kiddusha from being Chal. So maybe Rabbi would say that you don't need the Shuma and it would be Eishes Ish, and Yosef would say it is Eishes Ish.
During that time,
yeah,
that's the machloekas. Everyone holds mekudeshes. The shaila is that window from when you gave her the shirai until when you did the shuma is are they mekudeshes then? Is it tzrichi shuma for the kedushin to be chal or not? According to the Rambam, it's much more meduyik in the Gemara, right? Whether or not you need the shuma.
According to Rabbi Yosef, if it's not happening, I'm afraid it's being chal from that moment.
According to Rabbi Yosef, it's being chal from that moment. If it's not fair, there's no matter. That's why I was bringing this out. Not fair. There's no.
No, you see the difference is that one's just being mekal, like Rabbi saying in Rabbah. And the other one is allowing the initial maizah to work.
The mafreya?
Why not?
So what's the nafkamin? Don't talk to me.
When the kedushin's chal, I don't know.
When is it chal?
When the kedushin's chal.
It's chal either way, the mafreya. Yeah. It's the same thing. Yeah. You're doing one dish, mafreya.
And then Rabbah, if it's 40, the mafreya, it's bad?
In everyone, if it's 40, it's bad. In everyone, if it's bad.
But kedushin was chal.
It wasn't chal. We just didn't know if it was chal or not. The giloy tells us if it was or if it wasn't. If there's no giloy, it wasn't. If there was a giloy, there was.
What through this if someone can manage people who does serve between the Masa Kedushin and Shem?
Yes. Yes. No. It's no, because it's only chal mikan al abba. Wasn't chal. It wasn't chal. Bang. Lost it.
Okay. Second
guy
comes. The
second guy comes. No. No. Second one can't be Makadashi. She's already looking at HCC. What?
The second guy comes and he marries this girl during that time. So according to Rabbi, she would be Eishes Ish.
To the first one?
According to
Rabbi Yosef, she's married to the second one. And the first one's not married. He lost it. He tried marrying a married woman. You can't marry a married woman.
And the Shuma now isn't my
situation.
It's nothing. Right. This is a machlekes over here between the Rashi and the Rambam. Yisoid ha-machlekes, Rabbi Yisai. Yisoid ha-machlekes is as follows. Let's try to figure out the Yisoid ha-machlekes. Lefi the Rashi, I have a kasha. Lefi Rashi, I have a kasha. I don't get it. Let's get what's going on here, okay? A man wants to be kadosh and isha with this, okay? How much is this worth? Can anyone help me?
$10.
Okay. He says, lady, I'd like to marry you with this $10. We're $10, okay? What does she say?
Sure.
Yes! She says yes! Right? Okay, we're assuming she says yes. This is really Rav Moshe's kasha. She says yes. Now, if it was worth $5, so then you duped her. Do you understand why she's not Mekudeshes? Yeah. Okay, yeah, that was a lie. You tricked her, whatever. But it is worth 10. What is the pshat that you're not mekudeshes?
You just need to be established that it's worth 10.
What do you have to establish beforehand that it's worth 10? What for? She said, yes.
So 10.
It was worth 10.
But you didn't know that before.
I said it was worth 10. Did she say yes?
Yeah. On the condition that it was worth 10.
And it was worth 10.
That's my Freya.
She didn't mean it.
And it was worth 10. They're not mekudeshes, according to Rabbi Yosef.
Until you find out that it was actually worth 10.
No, you have to find out beforehand.
And
Rashi.
And
Rashi, you have to be. According to Rashi, what's the problem?
She didn't really mean to say.
She said yes. What does that mean? Yeah, says Rav Moshe, I don't get it. Rav Moshe, Shmuel, the Achrim say, I don't get it. Dvarm Shalvei Venom Dvarm. She said yes. So listen to the lumnus. Listen to the lumnus, what I say. Lumnus has to be the following thing. This woman wants to get married. She does. Now, what happens if a man says to a woman, listen, lady, I want to marry you, but all I have is something that's pachos mishavapruta? Right? She says yes. Right? We say the kedushin is not chal. Because we need that that her kedushin comes from the kesef that you're giving. If there's no kesef, then that's not considered as if you have a gemiras das. Now what happens if there is kesef, but she isn't really thinking about the kesef? She's willing to be married. What happens if he says, lady, I want to marry you with this, it's worth $10. She says, you know what, I don't care if it's worth nothing, I want to marry you anyway. It's like, is that going to work? She says, I don't care. Don't make a difference. Even if it's worth nothing, I'm marrying you. It's like, but lady, that's not a gemiras das. A gemiras das has to be with kesef. So if you don't have the understanding of the value, then you're not being mekudeshes with the kesef. True, she's masking to be married. But there's a problem with the way that the marriage is the transaction with the maisa kedushin, because her das is not on this maisa. She doesn't really think that this thing is worth 50. So if you ask her, okay, 50, 40, whatever it's worth, I don't care. I'll marry you. It doesn't make a difference what you're worth. No, lady, that's not going to work. So we have to solidify, says Reb Shmuel, the value in order to make the Maisa Kedushin.
She's not saying yes, I don't care. She's saying yes to the $10. We just don't know if it's worth $10.
If she doesn't know if it's worth $10, she's not soymech. So he says, you know what? I don't care if it's worth $10. It's not worth $10. I don't care whatever it's worth. No, she's not soymech.
On whatever it is.
She's not soymech. So why is she saying yes? She's, you know what? I don't even care. It's worth 50. It's not worth 50. It'll make a difference to me.
He told me it's worth 10, so I'm saying yes to 10.
No, she's not soymech. What does he say? Why tzricha shuma? Why tzricha shuma? Isha loy samcha daita. What does that mean? She doesn't believe him. This is worth 10. Whatever. I know what. I don't really care. I'll marry you. Yes, we'll be married. Whatever. Stop with the noise. Whatever. Whatever doesn't work. It doesn't work. You need to be soymech das on the kesef. You need kesef in order to be married, and she doesn't have that. It's a tifa svara. But what Shmuel is saying is, it comes out that there is a chisaron in the das for the maisa kedusha. The Rambam is learning a whole different pshat. A whole different pshat. The Rambam's pshat is, there's no das for the chalois. There's no das for the chalois. The Rambam is saying, it's as if he said to her, we will be married when? As if he said to her, we will be married when? After the Shuma. So have we agreed to be married now? Now? Today? Are we agreed to be married today? What? Yeah,
no.
When are we agreed to be married?
After the Shuma.
So there's no das for the chalois. You're lacking das. She's not. She says, listen, I'll marry you when we establish how much this is worth. So the chisaron, according to the Rambam, is in a whole different thing. It's a problem with the chalois, according to the Rambam. This is the machlokes over here between the Rashi and the Rambam.
When he said that we'll marry now, but after the Shuma. Right, that, but at the end, he was still masking at that point, though, to be married.
Only to be married then. Only if you do X, Y, and Z.
But you're still
no, it's not
at that point.
It's not the Freya. We said it's not the Freya. That's the Machlokes Rav and Rav Yosef.
She's not married today until this.
No, that's the Machlokes Rav and Rav Yosef.
It goes down in the back of
no, 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 no. That's what we're saying. It's not the Freya. According to
Rav, it's a problem with Chalais. What does that mean?
That means that, Yaakov, I want you to understand this. I don't have das to be in the Kudeshus until I get this Shuma. I don't have das to be in the Kudeshus. I want to be married to you under the following conditions. X, Y, and Z. What's X, Y, and Z? You give me something worth 50, and I know it's worth 50. Until I know that, until you do the Shuma, it's as if he's saying, Harei Mekudeshus Li, after that.
So why is that a chisaron? It's just a delay.
It isn't a chisaron, it's a delay. Tzrichi shuma or ain't tzrichi shuma? Do you need a shuma to do the kedushin? Do you not need a shuma to do the kedushin? Question is this is a question in the chalois. Do we need to have that verification in order for her to have das to be mekudeshes? According to Rashi, I for sure want to be married. I said yes, I took it. The shaila was, but am I having das to mekudeshes mitzah? And it was worth 50. We established it. You're not married. Why am I not married? I wanted to be married. It's worth what he said. He didn't lie to me. Because there's a problem with the way the transaction happened. With the Maisa Kedushin is a problem. Because she's soymech, not for the, she's not interested, she's not listening. Leave me alone. Whatever you're giving me, it's all good. It's not all good.
Why not? It's worth a pruta.
Because he's being Mekadesh, because then she's not being good with us on the pruta.
Well, let's say it's worth less than 50, but she's like, she says straight that I'm fine with whatever it's worth.
Right.
And then Mekudeshes, even if he says it's 50 and she says it's 5.
So if he's being koveya, this is what Rav Shmuel says. I hear what you're asking. Rav Shmuel says, if he's being koveya that the Kesef Kedushin is 50, it's not a pruta. He's being koveya that Kesef Kedushin is 50 and she's not going with us on the 50.
And she only takes a pruta.
So if he's making the Maisa Kedushin into 50, then they're not Mekudeshes.
It has to be a full 50, she has to take.
It has to be that they're agreeing on what the Maisa Kedushin is in order for Rav Gemira's Das.
Well, it doesn't specify at all.
What? So we'll see that. We'll have to see that. We'll see that. That might be a machlokes. So if Shmuel is saying, according to Rashi, it's a problem. This is really Rav Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky is saying this. He says, according to Rashi, there's a chisaron in the Maisa Kedushin. But let's take a look inside, Rabbi. We gave out the Maram Akoimus. In the Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky on the bottom. Nira Loimer, Bebir.
How could it work?
What?
We went to Rashi, how could it work? You're saying just if he says Chodu.
Or if you do a Shuma beforehand. You do a Shuma beforehand, and then you have Das. Nira Loimer, Bebir, Machla Koisam. And it's in the second column, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky. He says, "Shenechlaku imash sheloisom chadaiti chisaron b'maisa kedushin or b'chalos kedushin." Rashi saw v'dohad l'lamad amar tzvi chishuma ena mukudeshes mishum doloisom chadaiti haynu sheish chisaron b'ikur maisa kedushin. U'memelu lo shaych l'sakein eszeh al yidei sheoisin shuma acharkach. You can't fix it afterwards. The kibun of a shas maisa kedushin lo yeshuma imkein, and you can't maisa kedushin klal. But don't let this bar l'lamad amar moicha shtar choyv. It gives an example, whatever. A kitzer. Aval haRambam soiver that chisaron shel smichas dasu bechisaron bechalois kedushin sheneroitzu shechul kedushin ad zman hashuma. Kama shebiyat toisus riazokin shekasa ve'enu kedushes adayin. I just asked myself. Aval shamu v'lo chazur ba mekudesh aval ikaman damis katchili ba'achad kivon shechisaron rak bechalois me'mele afa bishelo chalok kedushin miyad then yochem lochul achar zman. This is the machlokes Rashi and Rambam.
I don't understand how Rashi could say that. Chisaron
and the Maisa. The Maisa is a regular Maisa Kedushin, and we know it's, and even according to Rashi and Shikosa, we know it's for sure worth at least Kesef. So he did a Maisa Kedushin.
The problem is because her Das is not on this Maisa.
When she doesn't have Das on this Maisa, it's as if the Maisa doesn't exist. If a man says, "I'd like to marry you with $50," and she says, "I want to be a Mekudeshes with a Chatzi Pruta," and he says, "No, I want to marry you with $50," she says, "I want to be Mekudeshes with a Chatzi Pruta." Are they Mekudeshes or not Mekudeshes? So he says, that's basically what it is. That's like, I didn't do the Maisa Kedushin. She's like outing the Maisa Kedushin. She's not allowing the Maisa Kedushin to be Chal because she's not Soy Mekdas on the Maisa Kedushin.
Let me say that whatever Maisa is going to happen, we had it said that there's like a choice in two different Maisas.
Twice he says the Kasha. We'll get to that. Okay? Please ask the question. See, I think if I understand your question. Let's see what the Gemara says. Says the Gemara, what are we talking about? If he told her, there it doesn't need a Shuma. Says Rashi, Loi Tzrichi Shuma, Shishuma So Yisraelim Koidim Shetakavim, again, Trila, in the Mekdeshin father. If he says Kol Du, he's actually behind Kamoi Shehin, but Tzvichi Shuma de Batzer Mi Pruta Loishach. Listen, Shua is never going to be worth less than a Pruta. It's Mashma from Rashi. What would be if there would be a Suffolk if they're worth less than a Pruta? You need a Shuma. When? Before! Our discussion is Tzvichi Shuma, Loi Tzvichi Shuma is always a discussion of before. right? Everyone agrees you need a shuma afterwards. So if Rashi's saying the only reason you don't need a shuma here, he means you only need a shuma before, is because it's vadai worth a pruta. If it would be a suffix worth a pruta, then you didn't need a shuma before. This is what the Achronim are medayik. We gave this out yesterday. It was Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, Shir Reb Shmuel. The Makna makes this deal. And Tosfos argues, if you look in Tosfos, Rabbi Yosef Amar Tzrichi Shuma, says Tosfos, Koidim Kedushin Kama, it appears Rashi, like, he learns like Rashi in that it needs Koidim Kedushin. V'teima, the Kamam Perek Beis, Tanya, Gabi Mitzkad Shili B'Shtar Choyv, V'Chacham Oymim, Shomen Asaniyar, you want to be Makash with the Shtar Choyv, if for some reason, you check how much the paper is worth. Im Yesh V'Shav Aprutim Mekubdeshes, Mashma Shomen Asaniyar, Akar Kedushin, V'Avagav Dimitchila, Shuma Sinilo Haisa Yadua. Sounds like you could do the Shuma afterwards. How could you do it afterwards if Rashi holds you need to do the Shuma before? Obviously, this question on the Rambam is not shver. Why? Because the Rambam holds that the Shuma happens afterwards. But according to Rashi, it's shver v'yesh loimer. The Lishna Dhammer Kolduhu, Kuliyam Le Pligi, Ayri Dhammer Le Kolduhu. Must be talking about, he said Kolduhu. Hold on a second. The Gemara says the Shaila is Shaman Asaf, it's Yesh V'Shav Pruta or not. So we have a suffix, it's Shav Pruta. According to Rashi, even in the Man Dharma holds Koldu, why do we say Koldu works? Only because we know
it's a Pruta.
It's a Pruta. Over there, do we know it's a Pruta? No, so Koldu won't help. What do I see from Tosfos? Says the Makne, that obviously, that Tosfos argues. And Rashi, Machlok is Rashi and Tosfos.
Where's
the
hold?
He holds that even if we don't know it's Shavapruta, if he says Kolduhu, the halacha is going to be, again, if we figure out afterwards it's Shavapruta,
right,
it's going to be good enough. You don't need a Shuma before, a Shuma afterwards is good enough. And according to Rashi, you need a Shuma before. What's the machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos? Zok
the achroinu. What? It's not Doma over there, they're just clarifying the details.
The shaila is he going to be mekudeshes? You have to be shaman. What do you mean?
Yeah,
same thing.
What's the case? The
shtarko vidat,
where she owed him money, so
it
would want to know that.
So
it's not
about not being mekudeshes with that. Being mekudeshes with the pruta of the niyar. So they're having a shaila.
Both of them.
That depends on which lishna we're using over here. But look what I'm saying. He's working with koldu. He's working with koldu. The shaila is it worth the pruta or not? So we have a machlokes here between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi holds that we have to know it's worth more than a pruta. If we don't, then you have to do the shuma beforehand. And according to Tosfos, that's not the case. Even though Tosfos agrees to Rashi that the machlokes Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi is whether or not you need shuma before. But over here, where he says kol du, Tosfos says you don't need a shuma before. What's the machlokes? It says ala achroinim. Seems to say bepeechad the same pshat. Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos Lashitasa. What's that? Why can an Isha not be Mekudeshes with Pachas Mishav Pruta? Rashi says because Loi Mekanya Nafsha, it's a Ganai Hula. And Tosfos says because it's not Kesef. So according to Tosfos, do we see anywhere that a woman cares, Pruta, not Pruta? Do we see anywhere that a woman cares? You need a Pruta, why? Because of Kesef, but does that have anything to do with her, like, you know, her feelings or her commitment? No. So if he says, lady, with whatever it's worth, does she care if she agrees to whatever it's worth? Whatever it's worth, we're good. Rashi Ankin, according to Rashi, that we know a woman is makbid on a shavapruta. So if this thing is a suffix, whether it's worth a shavapruta or not, then in her mind, is she going to be soymech das on this thing? No. If you have a suffix, if it's not Shavapruta, you either get into her hakpadas. You said Koldu. Koldu won't help you. A pachas mishavapruta won't help. Because you still have a question. This woman is being Saimech Das only if it's a Shavapruta. So Rashi Lishitasai is going to hold that anytime you get within the radius or the you get within the area of Shavapruta, we're going to need a Shuma beforehand, or else the woman's not going to be Samech Das. Maybe she said yes to the Kedushin, but it's as if she said yes without money, shine. So there's no money. That's not going to work.
Over there, we were trying to be Madaik, but the Rambam holds like Rashi. And here we're saying that they're having a Machlokes. by exactly what we're saying.
No, this is not the Rambam, this is Tosfos over here.
I understand, but I'm saying in that case, what would the Rambam hold?
Well, the Rambam holds a whole different Pshat Gemara over here.
That's what I'm saying.
He holds a whole different Pshat Gemara about Gemira's Das, it's different, it's the Makav in the Chalois. He knows that there's different thing going on in her head. I don't know if that's. No, because think that she's not going to die. Again, it's as if she's married without any money. She's like, okay, there's no proof to here. No, okay, so she's not going to die. What?
She gave her dash. She accepted it.
Anytime a woman, let's say, she's willing to get married, on pachas mishava pruta. What do we say? That she's not soymech das, because there's no. We're saying the vort is that that's not called the gemira's das on the kesek. So
we
also.
She didn't know beforehand. And now that she knows, it was just a technical problem. It
wasn't a problem. But if she has a suffix that it's worth less than shavu pruta, then she's vaiter not mekanya nafsha. That's what it means. Pachas mishavu pruta lo mekanya nafsha.
It is worth more.
But she's not soymech on it though. She's not soymech. Even if she says I'll marry you, but she's not mekanya nafsha. She's not going medas. So we're going to have a problem. We have to know for sure there's a pruta here. And then if you say call to who, it's going to work. If it's not a pruta, then we're saying this woman is not really, she says that she's willing to get married, but we need a pruta in order to be able to make this into a kedushin that she's going to redasa. You don't have that. According to Rashi, according to Tosfos, l'shitasai, there's no problem with a woman's das. That's not the deal, that's not the question, that's not the discussion. It's one question is there kesef or not? Okay, if we find out afterwards there's kesef, we're fine. There's kesef. And he said call to who, everything's going to be good. So the case is not where he said kaldu. And the case is not where he said chamshan, it's worth less. Because in a case when it's worth less, for sure they're not mekudeshes. So what's the case? Keep ligi dharma chamshan v'shavu chamshan. Listen to this interesting Rashi. Says Rashi, Ida amar, hiskadjili b'chamshan zuz, v'arei l'cha elu b'damehem. Marry me for chamshan zuz, and these should be the money of the Chamshan Zuzim. Rashi makes it a really interesting case. Usually when a man marries a woman with a ring, does he say, I'd like to marry with $100 and this is the ring in the place of $100? What? He usually doesn't say that. He says, B'tabazu. Rashi comes along and he engineers the case for us. He says, Rashi, you're talking about, he says, Iskachili b'chamshin zuz, v'harei lucha elu b'damein. It has to be a case of Chamshan. And this money is in the place of the chamshin. Why? Why is Rashi doing that? Why is Rashi engineering the case here? Why can't it just be a case where he's iskachili with these shiroim, which are worth chamshin? I mean, let's go out of the way the Rambam says it. We'll get back to the Rambam, but that's a simple case. That's easy. Iskachili b'chamshin. I'm like, I want to marry these 50, and these are 50. Why is Rashi doing that? Why
Giving us a hint that the Shavu Kesef is worse like Kesef.
But what did he just say? The case is he says that they're Shiroi and they're worth 50.
Because we don't know how exactly Shavu Kesef works yet.
What do you mean?
You didn't see yet in the car, we
know
how Shavu
Kesef
works.
Okay, but so why over here? Why now? Wait, there's a Gemara that's going to discuss it. Let the Gemara discuss it. So Avnei Meluim says one pshat. Mulus Pshat is as follows. Listen. If I tell you I'm giving you a car, selling you a car, and it's worth $100, let's say it's really only worth $95. What's the din? Mekhtoz? Let's say it's worth $99. Mekhtoz? Huh? Surely says no. Why not? Has to be a shtus. There's a certain window of where we're allowing for a certain amount of flexibility. So you can be off by a little bit. So ask the Avnei Meluim, so why can't we be off by a little bit over here also? You're giving the woman a shiroi, you told her it's worth chamshin, it was worth 49. Okay. No. Okay. Yeah, I should be off by a shtos. Allow me the flexibility, off by a shtos.
You ever said this might not be working, but
not the
reason why it's not
working. So, okay. So this is where the discussion is. We're here.
The
says the Avnei Meluim, if you say you're being married with 50, so what did I say the marriage was taking place with? 50. Did I give you 50?
No.
No tiki, no washi. I said 50. It's a Aina Hanami. Maybe it's not a, you don't have a problem over here with the Shiroi, but we have a problem with the Kedushin. Kedushin is 50. There's no 50. But if I said the marriage was worth Shiroi, Grada Shiroi was worth 50. It's worth 49. Shine. I'm not Mekadosh you with 50. I'm Mekadosh you with the Shiroi. Is there a Mekach Tois in the Shiroi? No. It's off by shtus, no problem. Therefore, we need to push it. The Rashi has to direct it in the other direction to make that there's going to be a problem. But if not in this way, if you're off by a little bit, it's nishka fela. That's what the Amnim means.
I mean, it's not. I mean, the silk's worth 50.
What?
The silk's worth 50 now.
What do you mean?
If he says, I'm going to give you this 50, I'm going to cost you 50.
Right.
The silk's worth 50, no? Who cares then?
Let's say the silk's worth 49.
It's fine, is it?
What do you mean it's fine?
It's still, it's to be
again, which case? Well, my point is like this. Rashi is trying to explain why we need it to be a worth exact. The reason is because he said it this way. If I would have said it's shiroi and it's worth 50, I can be off. Let him be off by how much? A shtus. Let's say it's worth 30. Then it would be a problem.
Omar just said,
right, so that's why he wants to make that it has to be worth punked exactly the same amount. Why? Right, because it has to be Tomar case, which started with 50, and he tried to give the shiroi in the place of 50. You need to produce 50. You said the condition is with 50. But if I said the condition was with shiroi, it is with shiroi. I did give you shiroi. It was shiroi. Grata said it was worth 50. It was worth 49. Okay. So the Avni Mulum is understanding that marriage is like a kinyan. It's like a mecca. That's not the way we learned in Rashi at all. And the Achorinim are bothered. Rashi, that's Mekach Tais. That's when I'm buying something. I'm not buying something over here. There's Kedushin. There's a Maisa Kedushin over here. I'm giving you Shirai's Kedushin. So what does that have to do with Mekach Tais? That's when you're buying and selling. It's normal. You know, everyone always inflates the price a little bit. But over here, this is just a question of whether we're doing a Maisa Kedushin. What does that have to do with...
He didn't know exactly whatever. He was the guy that's giving over the thing is off by shtus.
We allow for the fluctuation of price when it comes to Mekach or Memkar. But over here, when we're dealing with Smichas Das, it has no shaychus. Because
we don't expect people to be exact when they think that the price is 50, it could be off by shtus.
No, I don't think that's the reason. Because within Mekach, it's enough that the Mekach was Chal. Shtus is 1/6.
Yeah, it's 15%. It's a big number.
Yeah.
It's not like a joke. So it's
not a mistake. It's not a mistake. The Mecha didn't make a mistake. The Mecha knew what he was doing.
Because the Mecha, the object is worth 95 to 105.
We can allow that, but over here we're talking about Smichas Das. So, like, why
level of Smichas Das?
It's not. Because we said over here.
The guy tells me the price, so I'm Smich Das that he's not going above a sixth over what the price is.
But when you find out that someone sells it for $5 less, you're not gonna say that it wasn't a good Memcar.
Right.
Right. So that's what we're saying. Just is like that's.
Rabbi Shmuel says a different pshat. Shmuel says like the following thing. Herzu.
But it's not worth 50.
Says the following yusoid. He says, if you say the kedushin is with a shiroi, what's her gemiras das?
On a
shiroi. Did she get a shiroi? What?
Yeah.
Yeah, she got it. Grada, she thought it was worth 50, she thought it was worth 40, but her Gemiras Das was on Shiroi. Did she get Shiroi?
Yes.
Mikudeshus.
That's Rashi's case.
Mikudeshus. Rashi, we wouldn't even, everyone would agree there you don't need a Shuma. Why?
No.
If it's worth 50, even according to the Man D'Amar, that holds. Usually, that you tzricha shuma. That's only if we're saying there's a chisaron in her das for the ma'isa kedushin. But the ma'isa kedushin is a shiroi. You made a tenat. You said, "Well, I think the shiroi is worth 50." She says, "I don't care if it's worth 50. It is worth 50. It's not worth 50." I'm a kudeshus with the shiroi. Is there a problem with the ma'isa kedushin there?
No.
Is there smichas das? Yes, because it's the shiroi. Grata, she doesn't care what the price is, but that wasn't with a kedushin. It's not like she's saying, "I don't care what you're marrying me with. You're marrying me with a shiroi. I do care." So he's saying, "Grata, the shiroi have a certain value. That doesn't go into the ma'isa kedushin."
Then you lose kesef. It does.
What?
Her das is not on the kesef at all.
It's on the chefetz.
No, It's on the Shiroi.
No, the Shiroi, whatever. The Shiroi, how much is it worth? I don't know exactly how much is it worth, but I have das on the Shiroi. I want to have a silk thing. I'm very happy to have silk shawl. Yes, it's beautiful. I'm going to use it. I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to love it. Thank you very much. I'm very happy. How much is the price? Do I care how much the price is? You know, I'll give you an example. People like, some people talk about,
and it wasn't worth $10.
What?
When he gave her the recorder, said it's worth $10.
Hold on. I'll give you an example. People say your house went up so much in real estate. I'm like, I don't, in value. I don't care how much my house went up. I'm living in it. It doesn't make a difference to me. Now my house is worth $2 million, worth $3 million. I'm living in my house. It doesn't help me anything. She's Data Al Shiroi. He says, I'm marrying with the Shiroi. She's Data Shiroi. You're fine. If you say, I'm marrying you with $50. And here's the $50, okay? So she's being married for $50. She doesn't think she has $50. Then you've got a problem. Because she doesn't think that she has the Kesef Kedushin over here. She doesn't have Das on the Kesef Kedushin. But if the Kesef Kedushin is Shiroi, which is Grada worth $50, so then, says Rashi, that's not a problem in the Maisa Kedushin. You don't have a problem. The only time there's going to be a problem is where there's a Chisorin in the Maisa Kedushin itself. That's what Rashi holds. However, the Rambam... If you remember Rabbi Isai, the Rambam holds there's no problem here in the Maisa Kedusha. The problem is in the Chalois. So I don't care if you say it's Shiroi, which is worth 50, or 50, which is Shiroi. It doesn't make a difference what you say. The point is, the lady's like, listen, I don't trust you that it's worth 50 until you prove to me it's worth 50 when I'm a Gudashis.
Doesn't have to prove to her that it's worth 50.
Why?
Because he said he's giving her a Shiroi. Did he give her a Shiroi?
He said a Shiroi that's worth 50. He said, I'm giving you a Shiroi that's worth 50. Now, according to the Rashi, she doesn't care what it's worth. Rashi's saying she's accepting it. Our only question was, does she have das on the Maisa Kedushin? So over here, with the Maisa Kedushin is Shiroi, we're okay. But according to the Rambam, she's not accepting it. She's saying, I'll take it if you afterwards do a Shuma. So it doesn't make a difference if you say it this way, you say it that way. The point is, she wants a Shuma. She wants to know how much it's worth. So according to the Rambam, the Machlokes is irrelevant in whether you said Shiroi, which is worth 50, or 50, and here's the Shiroi in its place. Because Achisaron is in the Das for the Chalois. She wants a Shuma. She'll get a Shuma afterwards. Hashenken, according to Rashi, the question is the Shuma before? I don't get it. She accepted it. What do you mean you need a Shuma before? She said she'll take it. The answer is yeah, but she wasn't a Daita on the Maisa Kedushin. That's only if you make the Maisa Kedushin the Shiroi. If you make the Maisa Kedushin 50, if you make the Maisa Kedushin Shiroi and not the 50, she has Das on the Shiroi. She thinks it's worth a different price, it's not going to change anything.
What's the Rambam if you just say Shiroi?
This is the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and the Rambam Lishitasam and what the sugi is. Yeah.
According to the Rambam, if you just say Shiroi, you'll
still
need a Shuma after.
If you just say Shiroi? No. What'd you say?
If you just say Shiroi without money.
Right.
So then it works.
That works, yeah.
According to everyone, that works.
Yeah. That's the one Nakuda which I don't have clear over here. There is another Machlokes Rishonim, but this will end. What's the case of Kol Dehu? Idam or Kol Dehu? What does that mean? It just says Shiroi.
How much it's worth above a Shavuot.
Does he say Shiroi, or does he say Shiroi, however much it's worth? There's a nuance of a difference in Rashi and the Tosfos Ari Hazaka. If you look in Rashi,
Rashi says,
Kol Dehu, Hizkachi li behen kimoi shehein. In other words, I think that according to Rashi, he says the words Bekol Dehu. With whatever, he says those words, with whatever it is. It's almost like he's saying to her, lady, if it's worth $1 million, we're married. If it's worth 20, we're married. If it's worth one, we're married. With whatever it is. It's almost like he's taking a disclaimer. According to the Tosfos Ari Hazaka, he doesn't say that. He says, Kol Dehu, Shaloi Amar Lo, Shein Shavin Kach Lekach. He doesn't say how much they're worth. Elo Amar Leskachi Lebishiroin Elu. With these Shiroin. So according to Rashi, what does Bekol Dehu mean? He doesn't say anything. According to the Tosfos Ari Hazaka, he says nothing. He just says, we're married with Shiroi. And according to Rashi, it's with Shiroi, with whatever it's worth.
According to Rav Yosef and the Tosfos Ari Hazaka, no matter what you learn the Makadosh with, you Yeshua beforehand. According to the way that
Tosfos
Ari Hazaka learns Rav Yosef,
that
he just says you're
going to
be Makadosh with
Ishirai. That's in Kol Dehu. Kol Dehu Kulam Elo Pligi, that you don't need a Shuma.
According to Rash.
But what I'm saying, then there's an Ikadami.
Okay, we'll get with the Ikadami and the Gemara, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get there.
What's the difference between Rash and Tosfos Ari Hazaka?
According to Rashi.
What's the difference? According to Rashi, what happens if he says, I want to marry the Shiroi? Doesn't say the words, the magic words, Koldu. Might be Enim Kodeshes.
Why?
That's the, why? That's the Shiloh. Why? Why? That would also be Machlokes Rabban. Maybe. But why? And over here he didn't say Chamshin. When was it, we only said the whole Machlokes when we said Chamshin.
Because according to Rashi, if you just say Shiroi, I guess according to him, he says it's not Chiddush that everyone would say that you don't need to go to Chiddush Bishuma. The Chiddush is where he says Koldu. No. If I say I want to be a college with Shiroi.
Adarabba.
If I say I'm going to be a college with Shiroi,
Koldu is more.
It's not a Chiddush. We're saying that in this case of Koldu, everyone agrees that's
which
Chiddush.
But we do that if someone gives, if a guy's a college a lady with anything. Right?
Hold on, let me just say something before you do, okay? Is that okay? According to the Tosis Rihazaki, the case of Kolduhu is where he just says Shiroi. What happens if he says the words Kolduhu? Is that going to change anything? No. No, it's just emphasizing that I'm marrying you with the Shiroi. Rashi says the case is where he says Kolduhu. What happens if he doesn't say Kolduhu according to Rashi? L'chayr, it sounds like that's not... If he doesn't say that, then you don't have this situation. Kuli amalo pligi mekudeshes.
Maybe Rashi's just bringing out what Kolduhu means. That.
Does he have to say those words?
Maybe not necessarily.
Okay, so then if and he doesn't have to say the words Kolduhu. Maybe. I wasn't sure. The Achorinim seems to. In Tosis also it sounds like. Which Tosis says, I read the Omar la Kolduhu. Lashon of Tosis. Yesh Loimer, Lishon Omar Kolduhu, Kuli Amlo Pligi, the I read the Omar la Kolduhu. It sounds like you have to say Kolduhu. That's Pashup Shah in the Gemara. Ida Amar lo Koldu. He said to her Koldu. But it sounds like, according to Rashi, Tosfos, it's only if he says Koldu. What happens if he doesn't say? He just says, I'm married with the Shiroi. It doesn't say any more than that. That's what we do every time we're Makadash Nisha. We don't say Koldu.
According to Rashi, we would have to say.
According to Rashi, we might have issues. Maybe it's only Shiroi. Avadim Tovis. We're going to continue Beis Shemblina tomorrow. We're going to talk about Avadim Tovis. How does that affect us with the cold and all that stuff? Our voice is a lot to chazer.